Blake, obviously, I think we've talked about him before. Gosh, what a great kid to have around for 4 years. You're going to miss this kid, aren't you?
Absolutely. You know, Blake's been a cornerstone of our team since he came on as a freshman. Competed at state all 4 years. You know, he's got a handful of records on our board. Honestly, you know, probably one of the most successful swimmers we've had in the program. Mm-hmm. Certainly vying for that top spot. And just a good kid. You know, works hard, good attitude, good leader on the team. So he's definitely going to be missed.
I know you talked about it back when State Meet was coming around. He just talked about it. Boy, you just working your way up to a state meet and boom, you get 103 degree fever. It's like wrap him in bubble wrap and just keep him healthy until the day. And it just, boy, that was a tough break for him, wasn't it?
It sure was. You know, he'd worked so hard to get to where he was and to be there and then kind of have some arbitrary thing come up and knock you down. But, you know, like he talked about, I think it was a good lesson for him, you know, and ultimately it's about the journey, not the destination. And that's kind of how it's got to be in life. You know, it's got to be about putting in the work and the work's got to have meaning for you. And I think he understands that. And you know, he gets to swim in college and gets to compete for 4 more years and have all these great experiences. So we're super excited for him.
Where do you see him at as far as events in college? What do you think?
You know, he's a great butterflyer. You know, he's got the 200 IM record for us, so he's a great all-around swimmer. Mm-hmm. He's talked a little bit about maybe doing more distance swimming. We didn't really ever explore that. You know, he was so successful for us in what he did. So it'll be interesting to see. I think, you know, he's got a ton of possibilities for what he could do in college. You know, it's kind of like us. It'll probably come down to what the team needs from him and where he's going to be most successful. And it sounds like they've got a great coach down there who will work with him and get him trained up for whatever he's going to swim.
Tell you, Coach, you've continued your line of athletes in high school going on to college swimming. That line, that year, I don't know how many year streak you have going now, but it's still going.
Yeah, you know, we love to see our athletes continue. We try to produce good swimmers and get them to the place where they can move on to the next level if that's what they want. And we have a lot of kids that go on and have a lot of success, and we love to see it and still touch base with those kids, talk to them, watch them swim. And it's great to see the program have that kind of longevity.
Well, I know it was a challenging year for you this past year as far as the travel and everything, but as far as the team, this was a tight team and I'm sure a fun bunch to coach, wasn't it?
Yeah, absolutely. You know, it was definitely a challenging year with all the travel and not having a home pool and having to go different places for meets. But, you know, on the other hand, we knew how good we could be. And it was a great bunch of kids. They never complained. They put in the work. You know, they could have said, it's not going to be a good season. We're not going to do the work. And instead, you know, they probably had the best season in school history. So, it was a wonderful year with a wonderful bunch of kids. And, you know, you thank God for it, really.